Rivers in the in your division.
What's that?
Rivers in your division. One okay. reason why you went after Tebow in the draft. That a factor?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
I had nothing to do with that.
When you guys decided to draft him, though, the whole process of Kyle's the starter and stuff, is Rivers one of the guys, the examples that maybe you looked at in terms of this is how it can work when you've got a guy sits, develops,
I definitely think that happens in the league for sure. There's a lot of quarterbacks that I think are playing at a high level now that didn't start, you know, right away. Sat in many cases for a number of years. again, I go back to just making the team competitive in every position as much as we could, and we didn't hold back and, you know, well, we're not going to bring anybody in at this position or that. So we tried to improve the team in terms of the competition at every spot we could, understanding that at quarterback, if you have a player who's very capable of doing good things, that, you know, whoever's behind him may have to sit for a little while and maybe for a longer time. I don't know. You know, that the competition will play itself out and the best player will play. And we didn't look at any one particular player when we tried to compare or contrast. We just looked at Tim and evaluated him and tried to figure out what he could develop into in our system, you know, over the course of time.
Rivers was kind of the last guy to get his delivery worked over as much as Tim did before the draft. How do you think? Has he changed much?
I don't think so. I think he's just made it work. And there was nothing really wrong. Again, I think there's a perception that because somebody's delivery is different, that it's bad. And I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of different ways to throw the football. And to me, the biggest thing with a quarterback's delivery is if it's the same. If it's the same, just like a golf swing. If a golf swing is the same, you have a chance to have some success. No two kickers, you know, kick with the exact same approach. No, you know, very rarely do you see the same exact mechanics from a quarterback and a golfer. And I use those other examples because I think those are very specific skill sets that are required to do something with the ball, make it travel exactly the way you want it to be. Accuracy is obviously an important ingredient in playing quarterback. And so to me, doing it the same is more important than I'm talking about the same mechanics for yourself is more important than doing it the same as somebody else does it. So, I mean, Rivers, you know, he's as accurate as everybody else. He throws the ball down the field. He's got a quick release. It doesn't look the same, but he doesn't care, and he shouldn't because he's had great success and great results with it.
How has Tim come along in his mechanics as far as being consistent?
I mean, I think he gets better and better each week. I think playing against our defense a lot, you know, I mean, he plays against our defense every week and on the show team, and he does a good job of trying to emulate, he and Brady both do, whoever the quarterback is that we're playing, but they're using their own mechanics, you know. They're obviously not trying to do something that they're not coached to do, but throwing the ball against tight coverage, he throws against Champ and Dawkins and Ronaldo and those guys every week, and he has a great attitude about it, and when he gets his opportunities to run our stuff, he takes advantage of those too.
The success rate Tebow's had throwing the ball so far in the NFL,
he's
maybe opening it up a little bit more. Letting...
There's different things, you know. We have different things, you know, in the game plan. I just think there's such a balance between taking out a guy who's having a really good season at quarterback and doing some really good things in our offense and putting somebody else in to do the same thing. I think there's a time and a place for that. The goal line last week was an interesting thing that we saw something. We said, all right, what we have is really good against this. They played run, we threw it, you know, vice versa when they're playing pass. So I think now everybody knows we'll throw it with them. It's just a matter of, you know, picking your spots there because, again, taking Kyle off the field, you know, could be counterproductive in some situations too.
There's a lot of talk on, and there is parity. It's gone to another level this year in the league. It's just not that long ago you were on the, you know, that New England Power undefeated team. Do you see any theories on what's happened here in the last couple of years, why it's evened out so much where 7-3 isn't that much different from 3-7?
I think that obviously every team tries to go and improve their team each year this, you know, different ways. And no two teams are the same in terms of how they attack free agency, the draft, trying to develop their own players. No staff is the same. So I think that parity, I think it's great for the league. I think everybody's competitive. I think everybody sees an opportunity based on recent history to take a team that maybe didn't have as much success one year and then try to get them over the hump the next year pretty quickly. I mean, the Saints have done that. You know, the Jets in certain situations, you look back, there's teams that have really turned it around quickly, and I think everybody has great hope heading into each season that they can be that team that really turns it around, and then obviously the teams that are at the top are trying to stay there. So I don't think there's a real great explanation for why so many teams still have a chance. I think that's a credit to each team, each organization, each group of players that really continues to keep their team in it.
When your three wins are against Seattle, Kansas City, and Tennessee, all of them are winning clubs. I mean, it's, your team isn't that far. 3-6 and 6-3, it's not that.
Yeah, I mean, you play, you really, if you play well and coach well each week, you usually have a real competitive game on your hands. I mean, that's usually, I would say, the case, unless there's something that happens in the course of the game, turnovers or something crazy. If you play and coach well and they play and coach well, usually the game's going to be, you know, within reach. And if you make a few plays in the second half, you got a chance to win it, because I think the talent level is usually somewhere, you know, in the same ballpark for sure, no matter who you're playing. And there's great coaches on every team too. So that's why each week is so independent. You know, you never know exactly, you know, what your game plan, how you set it up, is going to marry with what they're doing. Health of the players always has an impact on the game. You know, injuries during the game, momentum, you know, they all play a role.
Does it matter to you if you're liked by coaching peers and then also by
the conference team? Of course. I mean, I hope so. I'm not really all that concerned with being liked as much as I'm concerned with being respected by the other coaches. You know, we don't work together. We're obviously trying to beat each other every week. And you know, I think that I hope they respect the way we play, the way we set up our game plan, how we try to go about competing each week. That's an important thing. And hopefully, the way we do things earns the respect of the people that follow and support us. And, you know, and if we win, you know, hopefully they'll like what we're doing. I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer. I mean, that's for somebody else to answer. You know, I think we do try to do things the right way. We try to work hard and every week we come in and prepare as hard as we can to go out there and play the best possible game, coach the best possible game that we can. And, you know, we're not trying to do anything but win.
Josh, is there a concern now that Andre Goodman's kind of in, out, and now he's out again as far as him playing this season, or is it just a week-to-week thing at this point?
Yeah, I think we got, if we had thought that there was a major concern there, we would have put him on IR. You know, Andre's battling through some things. There's no doubt about it. He's doing everything possible every day to try to get back on the field as quickly as he can. And when he's healthy, we'll look forward to playing him.
You listed him with a hip injury. It's mostly been a quad. Is this a different injury you said last couple weeks ago that he's kind of had?
Yeah, he's had some things that are kind of passing back and forth. It's not been the exact same thing every single time.